Hello and welcome to Chapter 4, Enterprise IT Infrastructure. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about what exactly are the IT components in an enterprise that has not been covered so far. So there are multiple solution components that are there in the enterprise, but there is a less discussion that has happened on these particular cases. Networks, how exactly LAN, WAN, IPLC, MPLS, VPN, network management tools, what exactly are these particular things we are going to discuss now. Data center, storage area networks, networks attached to storage, we are going to discuss in the current chapter. Unified communication and network security firewalls, what exactly are firewalls, internet, extranet, what exactly is internet, what exactly is extranet, what is intranet, what is extranet, what is the perimeter security that will be that will be there in all these particular cases, NAPA, what is NAPS, what is email, web, content security, what is antivirus, how exactly has to be company organization has to take care of antivirus, and security management we'll be discussing in the current system now. Information security and corporate governance also we'll be discussing in the current chapter. So to start with, let us introduce ourselves to the range of technology solutions often overlooked but vital to all enterprises from their backbone. So these solutions are crucial even for small companies without an IT department relying on cloud-based business IT solutions. So all these particular things what we are going to discuss are very crucial for all companies, kind types of companies. You have an IT department or not having an IT department, you are going to have a cloud or you are going to connect your on-premise solution. Still, these particular solutions are very important. They encompass networks powering email, unified security, unified communications and network and information security frameworks, which are essential and regulatory requirements for any organizations. In this chapter, we will be providing a brief discussion allowing more for you to appreciate the importance of these areas. It is up to you. You have to ensure that you are getting more knowledge by looking at the respective resources to proceed further and discuss amongst the respective team members which you are going to have. So let us look at what exactly is an enterprise network. A network is a group of communication systems that connect with each other and multiple computers and computer office equipment and allow sharing of resources such as files, printers, internet connection and computer resources such as servers or storage. In an ideal situation, ideal scenario, you will be in a position to connect to your office machine. And you will be in a position to print from in the printer that is there in the office by sitting at your home. And you will be in a position to do this kind of things in the current scenario. So the enterprise network will be in a position to do all this magic for you so that the communication happens properly between multiple people. Suppose say today you are going to have an urgently you have to complete some activity from the user and you are not in a position to go to office for some or other reason. Still you will be in a position to do the activity from your home or someone to collect the printer printing which you have done from in the printer and proceed further. In the world of computers, networking is the practice of linking two or more computing devices together for the purpose of sharing data. Networks are built with a mix of computer hardware and computer software. There are shared drives within a respective enterprise. You can have a shared drive using network and you will be in a position to share files also, or like we are saying, you can print in your printer, which is somewhere outside the entire the location which you are sitting there, and you will be in a position to proceed further with your business. In scale, it can range from single PC sharing basic peripherals to massive data centers located around the worldwide to the internet itself. So like we are mentioning, there could be a disaster recovery site which is there somewhere in the entire world. There could be a data center which is there in a specific location, nearby location. Still, you will be in a position to connect all this particular thing from a single PC or through a mobile or through a laptop. You will be in a position to proceed further and do a transaction. When you talk about ATMs, which are going to do a transaction from a foreign organization, from a foreign country, for getting a transaction, for collecting money from a foreign country, foreign account which is there in India, still it is possible because of the massive kind of network which you are having. Computer networks serve a number of purposes, some of which include communication such as email, instant messaging, chat rooms, etc. Shared hardware such as printers and input devices. Nowadays you can have a single printer and from multiple machines you will be in a position to print and proceed further with the transaction. So proceed further with the printing of the documents. shared data and information through the use of shared storage devices. There could be a shared folder, there could be a OneDrive through which you will be in a position to do a file movement between multiple devices. And in today's OneDrive, you will be in a two or three more people can edit the same document seamlessly without any challenges. And people, it is going for an auto saving of the transaction. That is also happening in when you are going to have OneDrive, which is again connected through a networks. Shared software, which is achieved by running applications on remote computers. The same software can be shared between multiple people. Same application will be in the position to do. Multiple people can be in the position to do it. Early computer networks of the late 1950s include the US military semi-automatic ground environment, SAGE, and the commercial airline reservation system called the semi-automatic business research environment. So initially in 1950s onwards, people were able to use the same computer network, and this was started and to be to the surprise, most of the entry, most of the this kind of inventions started were happening in military, and later it evolved and it, people are able to use the entire thing in the entire thing. So networking was started happening in US military in 1950s. You may see that after the war and all these things happened, people started realizing that there is a reason, there is a need for people to connect and communicate between each other without a manual person going from one place to other place. So first thing is started from semi-automatic ground environment from US military and the semi-automatic business research environment for booking airline reservation, airline tickets. Based on designs developed in 1960s, the Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, ARPANET, was created in 1969 by the US Department of Defense and was based on circuit switching, the idea that a single communication line, such as a two-party telephone connection, deserves a dedicated circuit for the duration of the communication. So the network started happening between two different people, two different missions were connected. Later on, this was connected through a server, and the server was a hub for connecting between two different items. Network hubs came into picture, routers came into picture at a later stages. An enterprise network is an enterprise communications backbone that helps connect computers and related devices across departments and workgroup networks, facilitating insight and data accessibility. An enterprise network reduces communication protocols, facilitating system and devices or interoperability, as well as improved internal and external enterprise data management. So as time grows, as time went on, as the things got improved, network security came into picture and all the other securities were connected in the network security itself. Enterprise networks support thousands of users across a company's diverse geographical locations involving hundreds of servers. These users can be an internal user, an external user, or a person who is just doing an audit. Each location may look like a simple location, but the complexity increases as these systems are linked together. Some characteristics of enterprise networks are large, involving many thousands of network devices, geographically distributed over continents and countries. They are tightly controlled by IT departments that have complete control over user desktops and network-connected equipment. The technologies are only increasing complexity and diversity. Due to enterprises' need for ever-expanding demand, network services is a quest for anytime, anywhere, any form and never-ending. So nowadays, network services are progressing a lot, and this is a connecting thing which is there in any enterprise. The four types of organizations sampled below will give you an understanding of the dimension of enterprise networks. So small one building office. Let us discuss about how each and every organization is split on the enterprise network. Small one building office, a single subnet department in an organization of say 10 machines having requirements of decentralized resources, sharing printers, files, etc. Typical network hardware requirements would involve a few switches and a few meters of cable. This is an example for an ATM also, where a single machine is connected to some bank which is there in somewhere. A medium enterprise or a single entity in large organization with a few hundred users and centralized model for data storage of about 100 machines. A typical network requirement would be 10 to 20 switches and 2 to 3 routers and 4 to 5 servers with network security and network administration. So here we are talking about an organization, a location, a medium enterprise which is there in a single location or multiple locations with 100 users are going to be there. A large enterprise with thousands of users spread over multiple sites with a few sites having a few thousands of machines would have a complex network with a few hundreds of switches, tens of routers, duplicate servers, firewalls, DHCP, proxy servers and logging, demilitarized zone, DMZ, WAN, wide area network, and internet security management hardware and softwares. All these are available, required. And this will be connecting through internet, even though it is an intranet, some part of the internet you will be using, with a limited, where that is where you are going to have militarized zone, and people will be connecting through the militarized zone, and somewhere in the entire thing there will be a demilitarized zone with some control put by the network security people. Management of hardware and softwares will be there. A mega multinational corporation like General Electric or Bank of America would have offices distributed over all continents and most of the developing countries with multiple data centers and millions of machines and devices. So you can say it is uncountable from human, from our perspective, or there will be multiple data centers seamlessly connected between each other, and they will be in a position to give data, extra data based on the controls that has been set, based on the local regulations that has to be set. There will be multiple data centers will be there. These organizations have their own dedicated networks and multiple redundancy, data, voice and video channels, documents will be there, and such facilities as Dropboxes, etc. A typical diagram which gives a view of a simple enterprise network is like, there will be a VPN computer will be there, branch offices are here, public network is connecting both, and there will be a private controlled, private corporate data network will be there, which connects to the public network for the public users, and from private corporate data network, branches will be connected, and data center will be connected through this private corporate data network, and headquarters will be connected again through a private corporate data network. The key purpose of an enterprise network is to eliminate isolated users and work groups. Additionally, physical systems and devices should be able to maintain and provide satisfactory performance, reliability and security. An enterprise network would include LANs and WANs and integrate all systems including Windows and Apple computers and operating systems, Unix systems, mainframes and even related devices such as smartphones and integrated various system communication protocols. These are the things that has been taken, will be or being taken care by a network. This simple network evolved into the present day internet. So initially whatever we had discussed, this was a simple network which were having two or three machines were connected in a single location. But from today, it has progressed to an internet where there are endless network devices are connected between each other. Some of the basic network components that can be used in networks include network devices, the router which is there in your home for connecting the Wi-Fi is also a network device. Equipment that connects directly to a network segment that are referred to as a devices. End-user devices include computers, printers, scanners and other devices that provide services directly to the user, including the routers also. Network devices include all the devices that connect to the end-user devices together to allow them to communicate between each other. Interface cards, these allows computer to communicate over the network with a low level addressing system like using MAC, machine media access control addresses to distinguish one computer from another. So there is an IP number that will be connected, that will be given to the respective laptop, and there cannot be in the entire world, there cannot be two machines which will be having a same IP number if you are connected to internet or to connect to the intranet. Addresses to distinguish one computer from another, they are also called LAN adapters. So which you can see in the LAN adapter, which you can see in your PC or in your laptop, you can see a LAN adapter which is used for connecting. Some of the basic hardware components that can be used in networks include repeaters. These are electron devices that amplify communication signals and also filter noise from interfering with the signals. So these repeaters will ensure that the communication signals are amplified so that the other systems will be in a position to pick up the signals, and it will reduce the unnecessary unwanted noise from the signals that are going to come. Hubs, these contain multiple ports, allowing a packet of information that are to be copied, unmodified, and sent to all computers on the network. So always there is a possibility that there is an unwanted thing that is getting interfering with the entire thing. So these hubs will ensure that the data that is getting pushed from one place to other place, which is nothing but a binary mode, binary code that is getting pushed from one place to other place, these are not getting modified. They connect to a group of hosts. Bridges, these connect network segments which allows information to flow only to specific locations. So bridges ensure that the destination is taken care and only the specific destination it is moving to. Switches, these are devices that forward, make forwarding decisions and otherwise filter chunks of data communication between ports according to the MAC addresses in the packets of information. So what is happening is that when you are connecting to respective thing, from your MAC address will be recorded and the information will be moved to the specific MAC. Based on, and the switches do the role of transferring the data from one place to other place. Routers, these are devices that forward packets between networks by processing the information in the packet. Routers by default break up a broadcast domain and route packets of data from one network to another. Firewalls reject network access requests from unsafe sources but allow users requests from the safe one. So irrespective of whichever small your organization is going to be, these firewalls are important and are required so that your systems are not getting hacked from outside. Let us move on to the next network device. Switch in the context of networking is a high-speed device that receives incoming data packets and redirects them to their destination on a local area network. So whichever maybe your small or big or large organization still will be having a switch to manage your network traffic. So it will be getting the data packets and redirects to the specific machine based on the IP number through the local area network. A LAN switch operates at the data link layer, layer 2, or the network layer of the OSI model, and as such, it can support all types of packet protocols. Essentially, switches are traffic police of a network, so it will be in a position to control and ensure that the data is properly reaching to the specific machine that has been encoded in the packet that has come. A switch is an Ethernet-based LAN. It reads incoming TCP/IP data packets, frames containing destination information as they pass into one or more input ports. So there could be multiple switches that can be connected for respective data packet to reach from the source to the destination. The destination information in these packets is used to determine which output ports will be used to send the data on to its intended destination. From the IP number, system will be in a position to find out which is going to be the destination and from where it has come. Switches are similar to hubs, only smarter. A hub simply connects all the nodes on the network. Communication is essentially in a haphazard manner with any device trying to communicate at any time, resulting in many collisions. So in a hub, what will happen is that it cannot have that intelligence of finding out where it has to reach. So from hub, it can reach to switch, and switch, it can reach to the respective destination. A switch, on the other hand, creates an electronic tunnel between source and destination ports for a split second that no other traffic can enter. So it is like an one-way traffic or two-way traffic, and it is a allotted space. Okay, it will be for a fraction of a second. Once that communication is completed, it will be free again for the next traffic to be picked up. This results in communication without collisions. Switches are similar to routers as well, but a router has the additional ability to forward packets between different networks. Whereas a switch is limited to node-to-node communication on the same network. See, from one laptop to another laptop or one laptop to the server, your switch can do a connection. But in your router can access this to multiple connections also. Like an example, Wi-Fi router which you are having in your home, you'll be in a position to connect to multiple servers in the place where you'll be in a position to connect to, sometimes it will be in a position to connect to Google, sometimes it will be connect to Yahoo. Based on the IP number based on the URL which you are going to give, and the URL is going to be again converted to a specific IP number. internally, and from the based on the IP number, it will be in a position to connect to the respective server, and it will be in a position to get a response. Whereas in case of switch, it will be to the respective specific node-to-node communication only. So, example, when you are going to have router to switch, it will be in a position to connect to switch to router only. Router, let us go to the next device. Router is a device that analyzes the contents of data packets transmitted within a network or to another network. Based on devices developed in the 1960s, the Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, ARPANET, was created in 1969 by the US Department of Defense. The initial idea for a router, which was then called a gateway, came from a group of computer networking researchers who formed an organization called the International Network Working Group, INWG, which became a subcommittee of the International Federation for Information Processing, IFIP, in 1972. So, in 1972, Information Federation for Information Processing was started. Until that time, INWG was working alone, and they are the people who were controlling the entire router traffic and all these particular things. So, these were the people who were writing the protocols for how the message transmission can happen between the respective network. In 1974, the first true router was developed, and by 1976, three PDP-11 based routers were used to form a prototype experimental version of the internet. Prototype is nothing but the set of rules that has been, protocols has been nothing but the set of rules that has been set in a specific rule set. And prototype is just prototype which they have created for experimental version of the internet. In the mid-1970s to the 1980s, mini computers were used as routers. So, that time there was not a proper router, was not there at that particular point of time. Instead, they were having small computers to the size of a computer were used as a router for transmission of messages from one network to another network. When several routers are used in collection to interconnected networks, they exchange and analyze information and then build a table of the preferred routes and the rules for determining routes and destinations for the data. As a network interface, routers convert computer signals from one standard protocol to another that's more appropriate for the destination network. So, it is having the capability to understand one protocol and convert this into a different protocol without changing the message content and send it to the destination network. Large routers determine interconnectivity within an enterprise, between enterprises and the internet, and between different internet service providers. Small routers determine interconnectivity for office or home networks. ISPs and major enterprises exchange routing information using broader gateway protocol, BGP. So, what was happening is that if your enterprise has to connect to the internet, there is a different routers can be connected, and one router can connect to another router also for sending the transaction. Hub is one more device that is being used in a networking practice. In the context of networking, it is a hardware device that relays communication data. A hub sends data packets to all devices on a network, regardless of any MAC addresses contained in the data packet. So, from the data packet, it can identify the MAC address and understand and sends the respective data to the respective thing using the hub. When a data packet is received, the switch immediately knows which port to send it to. So, switch identifies where it has to send by the MAC address in the packet that is available. Common types of hubs used in networking are network hubs, passive hubs, intelligent and switching hubs. So, there are three types of network hubs are there, known as passive, intelligent and switching. Network hubs are the common connection points for network devices which connect segments of a LAN and may contain multiple ports, an interface for connecting network devices such as printers, storage devices, workstation servers, etc. So, it will be just simply connecting from one network to other network. This is the job of the hub that will be used. Passive hubs, these only serve as paths or conduits for data processing from one device or network device to another. So, it's simply just used for sending data to one from one to other this thing. But in case of network hubs, it will be in a position to connect to the LAN and proceed further. Intelligent hubs, also known as manageable hubs, these hubs allow system administrator to monitor data passing through and to configure each port We need to determine which devices or network segments are plugged into the port. Some ports may even be left open with no connection. So this is what is intelligent hubs about. They will be in a position to manage, administrators will be in a position to monitor data passing through this particular thing. Switching hubs are actually RAID and the attributes of each unit of data. So it will be in a position to each unit of the data, it will be in a position to read. The data is then forwarded to the correct or intended port. So next, let us discuss about the network interface device. It is a device that serves as a demarcation point between the carrier's local hoop and the customer's on-premises wiring. So from it will be used for outside the premises also. So it is used for connecting from to the internet and to the on-premises. Phone companies are responsible for maintaining the wiring up to the network interface device, while customers are responsible for the wiring after this particular point of time. So this is where the connection to the phone companies, maybe Airtel or Vodafone or Jio, they will be in a position to connect and to this specific network interface device, and whatever is a connection modality from this point to external cases will be taken care of by network interface device. These devices are located outside of houses, generally somewhere near the utility entrance point. A network device interface device is also known as a network interface unit. This would be like an antenna that is there in the entire organization's location, and from here the connection will happen. Network interface devices are the little gray telephone boxes outside of homes that provide connection to your public switch telephone network. One side of the network is locked in with a small tiering, while the other is left open for the customer to access. When a connection is not working properly, determining whether it is the customer's or the provider's wiring that is faulty is facilitated through the test jacket inside the network interface device. From this test jacket, there will be a position to identify where exactly is the issue. Maybe the issue what we are going to face is inside the customer's device or outside the entire thing. So for the person who is sitting inside the customer's office, he may say that I'm not in a position to connect. The application is not working. Variously, actually, when you see there could be a network connection issue, and which they will be identifying where exactly is the issue between the customer's terminal to the networking device or the networking device to the external telephone operator device that will be identified by the jack which is there inside the network interface device. If the test jack works, there is something wrong with the customer's wiring and the customers need to perform the necessary repairs. Most network interface devices include circuit protectors which protect the customer's wiring, equipment and personnel from transient energy on the line, such as from a lightning strike or to a telephone pole. A simple network interface device has no intelligence or logic and lacks capabilities beyond wiring termination, circuit protection and a place to connect test equipment. So let us discuss about area networks. We are discussing about the devices which are under an office or outside the office. Now let us discuss about what are area networks. So there are two different area networks, one is local area network and one other one is wide area network, and the third one is wireless LAN. So network can be categorized in several different ways. One approach defines the type of network according to the geographic area in its spans, local area network. The internet is the world's largest public wide area network. One way to categorize the different types of computer networks design is by their scope or scale. In historical reasons, the networking industry refers to nearly every type of design as some kind of area network. Commonly examples of area network types are LAN, WAN or WLAN. So simply put, the network that is being connected within your office, within the organization is called as a LAN. This will be for a specific location only. It is not outside the specific location. When it comes outside the location and you are able to connect to next company or next place, that becomes, or it may be to internet, this becomes a wide area network, which will be WAN. And wireless LAN means that you are in a position to connect without any connection, like Wi-Fi, it is happening through wireless LAN. LAN connects network devices over a relatively short distance. A network device, a networked office building, school or home usually contains a single LAN. So, sometimes one building will contain a few small LANs, perhaps one per room, and occasionally a LAN will span a group of nearby buildings. So, So typically it is inside your office or inside a specific home or building, and there could be multiple connectors that will be that can connect outside the inside the building. A TCP IP networking LAN is often but not always implemented as a single IP subnet. In addition to operating in a limited space, LANs are also typically owned, controlled and managed by a single person or organization. So LANs are always having as a single IP subnet. So LAN machine also will be having a IP. They also tend to use certain connectivity technologies, primarily Ethernet and token ring. So next comes the wide area network. As the term implies, a wide area network spans a large physical distance. The internet is the largest WAN spanning the earth. The WAN is graphically dispersed collection of LANs. So LAN will be down and after above that it will be a WAN. WAN is our wide area network is a geography dispersed. It is throughout the entire basin. Internet is the best example of a largest WAN. Most WANs like the internet are not owned by any one organization, but rather exist under collective or distributed ownership or management. WANs tend to use technologies like ATM, frame relay and X25 for connectivity over the longer distances. So this is where the WANs are coming to picture. When you are going for ATM or even the mobile thing, whatever your mobile which we are using, that will be through the internet and it is through a WAN. Okay, once it is connected to internet, becomes a WAN, and it is not only controlled by one specific organization, it is controlled by multiple organizations. Whereas in LAN, it is a single organization that is controlling the entire architecture, entire data that is getting moved, that will be through a single organization in case of LAN. A WAN works in a similar fashion to a LAN, though on a larger scale. Typically, TCP IP is the protocol used for a WAN in combination with devices such as routers, switches, firewalls, and modems, etc., etc. Home networking with LAN or WAN. Residences typically employ one LAN and connect to the internet WAN via an internet service provider using a broadband modem. The ISP provides a WAN IP address to the modem, and all of the computers on the home network use LAN so-called private IP addresses. So WAN IP will be outside the modem, and from inside it will be a LAN IP. All computers on the home LAN can communicate directly with each other, but must go through a central gateway, typically a broadband router, to reach the ISP. So this is how it happens. Let us take an example of your home itself. You may be having multiple LANs connect, multiple machines that are connected to your router, your Wi-Fi router. So all these particular things will be having a different IP. From here, the data reaches to your router. From router, it reaches the broadband router and then reaches the ISP. So other area networks, which when you are discussing about LAN and WAN, there are other most popular network types are there, which we will be shortly pick up. Wireless local area network. A LAN based on Wi-Fi wireless network technology is called as a wireless local area network. Metropolitan area network, MAN. A network spanning a physical area larger than a LAN but smaller than a WAN, such as a city. A MAN is typically owned and operated by a single entity, such as a government body or large corporation. So some of the cases where in Indian terminals, I'm not sure where more people are having here, but in foreign countries, this metropolitan area network is always there, where a government body is controlling the entire thing and operated by a single entity. Storage area network connects servers to data storage devices through a technology called like fibers channel, that is storage area network, where the end-to-end connectivity will be happening between two different systems. Say example, in case of near data center and near data center, where a bank or an organization can have another data center nearby. And from the transactions that will be happening between in the data center server will be first updated in the near data center, and then it will be updated in the actual data center server. So why this is happening is that to ensure that the backup is there before the transaction is getting updated here. So there will be a connection between this data center and the near data center will be through a fiber channel, undisturbed and used only for this particular purpose only. System area network links high performance computers with high speed connections in a cluster configuration, also known as cluster area network. Next comes the network designs. when we talk about network designs, how you have to design the network is based on your requirement. Computer networks also different that design. The two basic forms of network designs are peer-to-peer networks where have no dedicated servers and are just a group of workstations connected together for the purpose of sharing resources and data. It is like each workstation will be having a single connection. From here, it will be moved to next one, like that. So it is like a pipe that will be connected to each and every machine. Peer-to-peer are designed to satisfy the needs of a small firms or home use that it has just a few computers and allow all of these to access the data in each other and common resources such as printers, fax, etc. Members of the group, our group have common access but restricted to the, those from outside the work group. All Windows sessions have built-in peer-to-peer network capabilities. So you'll be in a position to connect to from one machine to other machine. This is called some peer-to-peer networking capability. You will be in a position to do it. Next comes a server-based networks. It features centralized server computers that store email, web pages, files, and all applications. Server-based networks can be administered centrally, central point for backup of files, security, access rights, and user accounts. File servers were the original reason for server-based networks and enable sharing of files by authorized users across the network. Some of the examples here is our Google Drive, OneDrive. These are some of examples of server-based networks where these are used for storing the email or web pages and files or applications that can be shared with other people. Typical are Microsoft Exchange servers or Lotus Domino server, or in the current thing you can have in Google Drive also in these cases. Web servers are those that run HTTP and publish information on the internet and corporate site. They host the web applications of the enterprise. So next step is web server, which you are having. Next, let us discuss about the topologies. So network topologies represents its layout or structure from the point of view of data flow. How the data is flowing in the network topologies will be defined in the, how the data is going to flow in the network will be defined in the network topology. In so-called bus networks, for example, all of the computers share and communicate across one common conduit. Various star network, all data flows through one centralized device. So it is like a star. Like star, how it is having multiple hands. So similar way, in a star network, there will be multiple hands. And this will be acting as a centralized device. From this centralized device, data will be flowing to multiple machines. So from one machine A to machine B, if data has to flow, it will be coming through this centralized device. So from the centralized device, it will be in a position to split into multiple locations based on the IP number that is coming in the data, in the package, data package. Common types of network devices include bus, star, ring networks, and mesh networks, hybrid and wireless network topologies. So when you talk about star, it will be point-to-point kind of thing. When you are talking about bus, it will be a single connection. Ring, it will be multiple connections. It will be like a ring type. Mesh, it will be more complex, and hybrid and wireless will be more complex. That is how the entire thing is getting changed based on the requirement of the organization.